always bragging about how rich her family is and the vacations they take. I'm tired of hearing it.
It's easy to get jealous when you focus on the things other people have, but it's just stuff that doesn't last. Do you ever wish you had cool stuff like other people? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. If you know somebody who's got a lot of cool stuff, it's easy to get jealous and wish you could have everything they've got. But the thing is, none of those things really matter. But if you have a relationship with Jesus, you've got the one thing that does matter: love and salvation from Him. He's the only one who can save you and bring you true joy, like He says in Luke 12:15. Guard against all kinds of greed. People do not get life from many things they own. And now for our story. It's entitled Treasures That Matter. "What's the matter, honey?" Mom asked when Amelia came into the house. "Your face is telling me something isn't right." Amelia's words came in a rush. "Abby's always bragging about her clothes and all the places she gets to go and how much money she has. Today she wouldn't stop talking about the spring break trip her family has planned. I'm so tired of hearing about it." Mom looked at her thoughtfully. "You're not jealous, are you?" Amelia blushed a little. After a moment, Mom said, "I'm going to give you two gifts." "Really?" asked Amelia in surprise. Then she narrowed her eyes. "I have a feeling there's a catch to this." Mom smiled. "Here's the first gift." She reached out and gave Amelia a big hug. "I love you, love you, love you," Mom told her, using a favorite family phrase. "Love you too, Mom," Amelia replied as Mom went to get her purse. "But I still think there's a catch." Mom grinned, opened her purse, and handed Amelia some money. "Here's your second gift." Amelia squealed, "I hear the ice cream truck coming. Can I use it for ice cream?" Mom nodded and Amelia hurried out, forgetting to look for a catch. When Amelia was ready for bed that evening, she went to tell her parents goodnight. "What do you have left of the two gifts I gave you?" asked Mom. "Well, the money is all gone and so is the ice cream I bought, though I might still have some Blue Moon left on my teeth," she laughed as she hugged her mother. "But I still have your love and you're not getting it back." "You'll always have it," Mom said. "I gave you those two gifts because I wanted you to realize that you have something far more valuable than anything the world has to offer. Earthly things are like the money I gave you. They don't last. But love does. And along with the love of your family, you also have God's love, which is far greater than human love. And because of God's unconditional love, you've been given eternal life through Jesus, who died for your sins so you could be God's child. So you see, you're really a very rich young lady." So what about you? Do you ever wish you had things the other kids do? Remember that earthly treasures are temporary. They don't last. The love of family and friends is far more important, and most wonderful important of all is the love of God, who offers us eternal life through His Son, Jesus. So don't be jealous if other kids have more stuff than you do. Instead, remember that you have the eternal treasure that's found only in Jesus. Our key verse is Luke 12:15.
"Then Jesus said to them, 'Be careful and guard against all kinds of greed. People do not get life from the many things they own.'"
And our key thought for today: don't be jealous of what other kids have. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others. For example, Sam and Kelly shared, "The devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. The Lord has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids." So consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.